We are here for the Arizona homeowners at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And before we get into a little lesson on surviving a bee swarm, let's get to our callers. Ken's first on the line. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning.
So my question is not bee-related, although it is kind of related to bugs. Had a lot of issues with ants in my kitchen, so I was working on that last weekend and discovered as a result that I had a giant chunk of concrete that had fallen out of the had cracked and fallen out of the stem of my house, about 8 inches wide, and it's about 2 inches thick at its thickest part going up. So when I pull it out and seal up into the base of the house, I feel the foam behind the stucco and all that stuff. How do I fix that, or how important is it to fix?
Well, your home's not going to crumble, so you don't have to worry about it. That's a very small portion, but left unattended, there's definitely some moisture there that we need to make sure we eliminate, and that may just be poor drainage. And then you're just get a good concrete repair product. Marvell sells it. You're a 480 number. They've got a location in Mesa. They've got a location in North Phoenix on Greenway. Either one of those will take care of the problem. So we appreciate the call. Let's get to Vivian next on the line at 1-888-767-4348.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Last summer, I usually get up really early in the morning. It's still dark. And last summer, I noticed that right at 4 o'clock in the morning, when it's still dark, I'm out playing with my dogs in my backyard, and bees are coming at the floodlight, and they're just, you know, attracted by the light, but it's still, you know, it's still dark. There's been no sunrise yet, and I've never had that happen before. And then, you know, of course, they aggravate my dogs, and my dogs try to bite them, and it becomes the whole issue. And I was wondering, is this a new type of bees? I've never heard of bees being nocturnal.
No, ma'am, what you have is you probably have a hive that's very close by, and they see that light, and they think it's the sun, they fly right towards it, just like a moth does a light. There's no real explanation except for that's just how the bugs think. Different color lights attract them more than anything else. LED lights attract them. The bright fluorescent lights will attract them. The yellow bulb ones sometimes work, sometimes don't. It just really depends. The higher up you put your lights, the less of a problem the bees will be, because they won't be at the same level that you are. Other than that's all I can really say. You've got to have a hive that lives close by to you.
How would you identify that? You know, you see banding on migratory wildlife. Do y'all have bee banding?
No.
Little bee banding?
No. There's a place out there that we've looked into it, but we can never get the bee to sit still long enough to put this little antenna on it that they use to trace where they fly to. Ours don't have the attitude of sitting still, but a lot of times what we'll do is we watch for what's called a glint, and that's the sun that shines off the bee's wing, and we'll start walking around to see where we can see the most. My son can tell you about that. He's had to go to jobs where it took him hours before he found a hive. You know, the brain hole job that you had to do.
Right. I had gotten a call from Brain Hole, and they had a bee problem, but they didn't know exactly where it was coming from, so I had to use the method of following where I can find the glints in the air, and then the most activity of the bees, and then I find out it was behind the shrub of bushes going into a brick wall. But back to the fact that you have bees flying around during the nighttime, it's not that they can fly because it's nighttime, it's that they can see the light bulbs that you have outside. The incandescent lights make it so where the bees can see, but they can only see that spot. So if you're out in your backyard and you're afraid of the bees flying around the lights, just turn them off. You'll get rid of any visible sight that the bees can see, and they'll just stay right where they are.
And they won't fly towards the candle, so, you know, you put up those, the candles you put up, the tiki candles and all that stuff, they won't fly towards those.
They're smart enough to know what the flicker of a flame means.
Yeah, they're going to stay away from that. And then one thing we've learned is we just can't control what they do. They're going to do what they want to do.
All right, we are going to get to that bee survival, but I want to make sure we get our listeners taken care of. Rebecca's calling in from Sedona. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Yes, I tuned in late, so I didn't get the company name of the gentleman that's your guest. But I have a small frame house, rural Pinal County, and I'd like to move back there, but it has beehives in it now. It's empty. And I just wondered what I could expect for getting rid of those hives. It's been an exterminator came a couple of years ago, but the bees came back.
That goes back to what you're saying about bees.
Like you deliver where other bees have lived.
And they've got a pheromone that they release that apparently is pretty powerful if it's there a couple of years later.
Well, it stays there longer than the poison they use. You know, and like I said, I'm against the pesticides and the poisons. They're neurotoxins and they're carcinogens. They're not good for us. What you can expect is we would come out there, Nesbitt Family Farms, that's the name of the company. We would go out there and we would locate where the bees are. We have small little cameras and what have you, drill holes, find out exactly where they are. The thing about it is there's nothing slow about this. Once we find them, we have to be extremely quick about it. So we have to make sure that the area that we're working can be taken apart and put back together sufficiently quick. We also have to clean the area, sanitize it, de-pheromone it with the chemical that we've come up with, and seal it with a foam and a type of caulking that we use. And if you get it in your hair, you've got to wait for your hair to grow out before you can get it out of your hair. I found out the hard way. But anyways, this stuff works real well.
I just thought you liked the military high cut look.
Oh, no, I had a patch. That's what I had. I had a bald patch from that stuff because I just got tired and ripped it out. The hair grew back, thank God. But that's usually what we will do. And if you've got more than one hive, the pesticide company probably should have told you that sometimes when you spray them, they just move. Or they move back further. We've gotten to hives where the first five or six rows of cone were completely empty of bees. All they did was you sprayed it, and they moved back. Go ahead, chime in, son.
And another thing about the pesticides is insecticides company use that. It will only last for so long. So if it's in a point where it could be eroded away or it just doesn't last as long, like my dad said, the cone will last longer than the pesticide. So after a course of a few years, if the cone is still intact, a new Scout B will find that and say, hey, this is a good place to live, and go back to tell the rest of the hive, I found a new place to live. And next thing you know, you have another swarm take over the hive or at least move right next to it.
You know, and we've only had, and I've talked to a lot of pesticide companies about stopping killing the bees, and I've only had one pesticide company in this entire state that works with us. So I'm pretty happy about that. If they get a bees up in a tree or in somebody's house, they give us a call, and we come out and take care of it for them. I've had a real good relationship with this company. I don't know if I can mention it on the air, but we do close work with them, and I'm real happy with it. I wish the rest of the pesticide companies, they profit from killing bugs, so that's why they don't want to give us the work. But what they seem to miss out on is when we don't have them, how much the food's going to cost. And surviving from the bees isn't going to be something we're going to do if we don't have them. So, you know, they keep killing them off. We keep trying to save them. It's kind of a tug of war.
Now, if somebody's out walking around
mm-hmm.
and you get a swarm, it's like when you walk past a snake, everyone says, don't move. And like Rodney Carrington says, I have two movements, a bowel movement and a physical movement.
Yeah. You know what? A swarm of bees, we found 99% of the time, they're not going to sting you. They're full of honey and wax. They've taken resources from the hive they just left, so they can go build a new hive. A bee full of honey won't sting you. That's why we use the smokers. That's why they've done it for years. The bee thinks the hive's on fire, so they gorge on the honey. They're not going to have that resource inside their body and then die stinging. They die pretty quick after they sting you. So it's not like they can sting you and then fly off to the hive and deposit their honey and their wax. Swarms are the least dangerous. Those are the ones that usually you won't even see us suit up to go deal with. We'll walk up, put a paint strainer over it, and we'll cruise off with it. You know, the hives, on the other hand, those are the ones we have to suit up for. You get near a hive, mess with a hive, they're going to come after you. They're going to let you know that they're there and they don't want you near. They're going to get to the point where you almost think you have to ask their permission to go out in your backyard. That's when you give us a call, and we will come and take them away.
And just out walking around hiking, y'all were talking off air about somebody jogging by.
Well, what happens with when a hive gets agitated, there could be a hive about 20 to 30 yards off the trail that these people bike or walk and jog on. And an animal, a snake or a bird, can brush up against it and disturb the hive, and the bees will think that as a threat to protect, and they don't know what's going on. So they fly around wondering what's going on, and 20 to 30 yards away to where the trail is, there's this innocent jogger or biker just moseying on doing his own business, and the bees will think, oh, that must have been the problem. And he's a living person. He must be the problem. He'll go right after him. So it's not a spontaneous attack. There is a reason for it. It's just the people walking down the trails don't understand it that way.
It's your breath that they're attracted to. Anything that breathes is an enemy to the bee.
Interesting. So if this jogger is going by, this hive is a couple yards away, and they get stung, when a bee stings, it releases another pheromone that tells all the other bees,
come get 'em.
Here's where the attack is. So if you get stung, more coming, should you immediately run?
Yes.
Okay.
As fast as you can.
Right, yeah, whatever opposite direction that the bees are. And usually it's turn around and go back the way you came.
Okay.
Chances are you're running into the area that they're already agitated.
Because you couldn't stand there and hold your breath long enough to let them just pass
by. Won't matter. It won't matter that pheromone from the last bee sting. You're telling the rest of, hey, come and get them.
It'll follow you.
Yeah.
Now, how long do I have to sprint for? How long can, I mean, a bee's a pretty tiny little bug. How long will that insect have the ability to chase you?
If it was just one, I would say you're fine. You can get away real quick, but it's not just one chasing you. It's a bunch of them looking for you, and their main endeavor is to end their life by stinging you to protect the hive. About 1,000 yards.
Ten football fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've even tested it ourselves. We had a hive that we've kind of disturbed by tending to it, and obviously the bees are going to be unhappy, so we figured, let's see how long we can walk, and we've walked a few blocks trying to get away from the bees, and he'll still have bees bumping his mask. They will not give up.
Okay, I was going to say you walked, but you guys were in full armors here, full bee suits.
Yeah, we're not going to try this without that. Yeah, this isn't the kind of bug you play with. They don't have a sweet treat for you.